three title matches now set for the Christmas Day SmackDown. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. This update is sponsored by IndieWrestling.us. We have results from Raw and Monday's New Japan show coming up, but first there is some sad news to pass along. Pro Football Hall of Famer Kevin Green has died. He was one of the most feared pass rushers of his era, but he also worked for WCW during the height of the Monday Night War in the late 1990s. Green had five matches for WCW in all. On Twitter Monday, Ric Flair wrote that he and Green shared, quote, a bond of friendship, end quote, and Eric Bischoff called Green, quote, a great person and a friend, end quote. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced Green's passing on Monday, but did not note a cause. Kevin Green was 58.
WWE.
Now let's get into last night's Raw. The follow-up to Randy Orton setting The Fiend on fire at TLC was the return of Alexa Bliss. She told Orton if The Fiend comes back, quote, it'll be like nothing you've ever seen before, end quote. The new women's tag champs Asuka and Charlotte Flair beat Peyton Royce and Lacey Evans. Asuka and Flair will defend the belts for the first time on the Christmas Day episode of SmackDown. Their opponents were not announced. WWE is loading up the Christmas Day SmackDown. It also announced that Kevin Owens will get another shot at Roman Reigns and the Universal Championship inside a steel cage. Getting back to last night's Raw, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Keith Lee beat AJ Styles, The Miz, and John Morrison in a holiday street fight. Sheamus and Lee did not get along. After Lee pinned The Miz, Sheamus hit Lee with a bro kick. WWE is promoting the first Raw of the year on January 4th as Legends Night, with Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Kurt Angle, and others set to appear.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
New Japan is running another Road to Tokyo Dome show this morning, the second straight free broadcast on New Japan World. We'll have results in our update tomorrow. Monday's show saw some teased tension between Jay White and Evil, but they got on the same page and beat Tetsuya Naito's LIJ team in the main event six-man tag. Earlier, the Empire stood tall over both Kazuchika Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi. Coming up Wednesday morning, it's New Japan's last show of the year. The main event is Naito and Bushi versus Kota Ibushi and Sho. Also, the King of Pro Wrestling for 2020 will be decided. Toru Yano battles Bad Luck Fale. An online vote on the stipulation went for Yano. The winner will be the first to slam the other man or the first to remove the four corner pads. Again, that's on Wednesday's show.
AEW.
Tonight's AEW Dark has 13 matches, including Sunny Kiss versus Miro and Rey Fénix versus Danny Limelight. Thunder Rosa is also on the show. The Young Bucks sound like they want to see more of Rosa in AEW.
She's great, super solid. I think one of the best that have come through. I hope that we can do a lot more stuff with her because she's definitely got something special. I love her look too.
Completely agree. She's awesome.
The Bucks speaking with Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp. Magnum TA discussing his stepdaughter Tessa Blanchard and her split from Impact Wrestling over the summer while she was still their world champ. Magnum says her mindset was simply to be paid fairly.
Since I've met my contractual obligation, this is what it would take for me to come do it. And it wasn't a ridiculous amount of money as was rumored on the internet. It was just, hey, you know, this, if we're going to extend it for the equivalent of what you're paying your top guy. And they didn't want to do it.
That was Magnum TA speaking with the Hannibal TV. By the way, tonight's Impact Wrestling is a Best of 2020 show. And that is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, December 22nd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning, so be sure to subscribe to this feed. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.